This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
Hello, I'm Echo Gecko, a lizard who loves ecology. Ecology is about studying the plants and animals around us and seeing how we are connected. Why don't you join me as we find out more? Today I'm swimming around coral reefs in the balmy waters of the Red Sea, near Egypt. Coral reefs occur in many parts of the world where the waters are shallow and warm. And whilst they only make up about 1% of the ocean floor, they're home to nearly a quarter of all life in the ocean. Coral reefs might look like massive rocky structures, but they're actually alive. It's thanks to the coral polyps, small marine animals that create limestone shells around themselves. These shells build up to make the reefs, which in turn are home for a huge variety of marine life. Let's take a closer look. Wow! Up close, the different types of coral look like a multicoloured limestone jungle. The polyps wave their tentacles out of the limestone to catch microscopic zooplankton to eat, and they get extra energy from clever plants called zooxanthellae that actually grow inside the polyps. Algae, shellfish, crustaceans such as crabs and plankton live on and around the reefs, and they make a great meal for all the fish. Here comes a shimmering shoal now. Wow, clownfish! You'd recognise these anywhere. Bright orange with stripes, very bright and colourful. The reefs are home to fish in all colours of the rainbow, and in an amazing array of shapes and sizes. They're often very slim, so they can hide from predators like sharks in the craggy gaps. Reef fish aren't very fast, but they're incredibly nimble, like the mandarin fish, which has large pectoral fins which help him go backwards in small spaces. Handy if you need to make a quick escape. Uh-oh. Why are they scampered off? Let's get out of here. I don't think we want to meet whatever they're hiding from.
Eco Bite. Closer to home, you can see ecology in action in your garden. Why not look out at dusk for these unusual visitors? That's a bat. Pipistrelle bats are tiny, with reddish-brown coats and blackish-brown ears, nose and wing membranes. They emerge in the evenings to feed for a couple of hours before returning to their roosts. Is that a snake? No, it's a slow worm. With their long, smooth, shiny and grey or brown bodies, slow worms look like tiny snakes. In fact, they are legless lizards and are quite harmless. They like humid conditions and they emerge from their hiding places at dusk or after rain to hunt for food. Over the winter, they'll hibernate under piles of leaves or within tree roots. Join us again next time when we find out more about ecology on Fun Kids. Echo Gecko is brought to you by Fun Kids with the British Ecological Society, advancing ecology and making it count.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.